This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only LGBTIQ radio station. My final guests this morning have starred in some of the biggest musicals of all time, including Phantom of the Opera, Love Never Dies, and The Rocky Horror Show, currently starring in the hit musical Anything Goes. Good morning, Clearline and Alex Rathgaber. Is that right?
Rathgaber. It's a tricky one.
Fantastic.
Good morning, Leo. Good
morning.
Welcome, guys. First time on Joy?
Yes, for me it is.
I've been on Joy a few times, actually.
Have you?
And so has one of my alter egos.
Right, yeah. Which is?
His name's Hung Long.
Right. Oh, okay, right.
He's my favourite.
Because welcome to the show, of course, first of all. I was doing a bit of research on you both, and Claire, it's no surprise that you were in musicals, because when you were a young girl, you used to watch those old VCR tapes of Sony Music and all those old musicals.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, obsessed. I think like most little girls, obsessed with The Wizard of Oz and Sound of Music, and My Fair Lady was another one that basically you would just catch me watching on repeat.
At what stage do you think, I want to do this too? I can do this. What's the
sudden period? Well, I started ballet lessons at the age of 3, and then went into tap and jazz, and then singing lessons at the age of 11.
Mm.
I don't think there was one exact moment where I went, this is what I'm going to do. I think in my head assumed that I would be doing it.
Yeah.
Like it was just like a natural progression for me to go into be doing this. I don't know. It was just, I just loved doing it and playing dress ups as well. We've got a video of me when I was like 3 dressing up as Dorothy in like massive high heels, clickety clacking around the back garden. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere buried under the house. But I think just like most little girls, just love dressing up and putting on mum's lipstick
and big girls.
I still love it. It's my favourite part of the show.
What about you, Alex?
I like dressing up in my mum's heels too. Don't worry.
Any makeup and click, click.
Yep, I did all that.
So you grew up in Horsham in Victoria.
I did, yeah.
Bit of a country boy.
Yes. Yep.
So at what stage were you into musicals and theatre?
Again, really young. I started with Horsham High School when I was in grade 5. I did The King and I, the beautiful Einstein show.
Well, were you the main guy or just...
No, definitely not. I was a little prince.
Right.
My brother actually was the main young prince, Prince Chulalongkorn.
Right.
And my sister was in it too. It was a whole family affair. And I sort of followed in their footsteps because they were doing it. And then I did Friedrich in The Sound of Music. And then I was hooked because I played my first role and I just fell absolutely in love with it and did Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh.
And then got into Whopper and didn't look back.
So you mentioned Whopper before, and it's a really good place to sort of learn the craft and decide what you want to do, I guess.
Yeah.
So what was your time like at Whopper?
Oh, it was incredible. The 3 of the most amazing years of my life. I think I spent the first probably 3 at least years after that trying to recreate the lifestyle.
Mm.
And I still do. It's amazing how much a course like that can set you up for the business. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people in the business who haven't done drama school. And, I think the people that work in the profession get a similarly amazing experience,
You can really tell with the Whopper kids, though, the theatre knowledge that they have. Like, I studied opera.
College of Arts.
The VCA, so I did the Bachelor of Music there. But people from Whopper, you go, oh, this song from this show. And I'm like, no, but I will now go and YouTube it.
Well, I felt quite intimidated when I first got to Whopper, actually, because there were a few people in my class who knew everything, every off Broadway show and the cast member of that show. And my knowledge of musicals was relatively minimal compared, and I was like,
guys, stick around. We'll plenty more to talk about, including what you've been done in the past, and of course, Anything Goes as well. Let's play a bit of a lady who has, she's a cabaret queen, Bette Midler. Bette Midler.
Awesome.
Divine.
Divine Miss M, doing a Las Vegas show, and One Fine Day. You on Joy?
Hey, this is Mel B, and you're with Leo. Why aren't you here with me on Joy 94.9?
That's a long story. We did a Mel B interview a couple of years ago, and I wasn't there. I was on a plane to New Zealand at the time, and it was last minute. And she goes, "So where's Leo?" I said, "Well, he's not. He's on the plane. Oh, he dumped me for this." So anyway, that's what that's about. Anyway, my special
never live that down.
My special guests in studio: Alex Rathgeber and Claire.
Rathgeber
and Claire Lyon from Anything Goes on Joy. It's been a long morning, guys. Now, of course, we were chatting before about your time at WAPA. Yep. And, of course, your time at the VCE.
VCA.
My God. Now, you won a contract with Opera Australia.
That's right.
Which was really, really cool. You've done heaps of shows for them.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you getting into that?
My first contract with Opera Australia, it was actually just before I graduated from the VCA in 2007. And I was there basically to fill in for one of the pregnant ladies should she go into labour, basically.
Right.
And so she took the last few shows off of that show, which was Al Cena at the Arts Centre. And so I went on, and then from that I got contracted in My Fair Lady and then a full-time contract from 2009. And probably my most memorable first-time experience was at the Opera House doing I Pagliacci, you know, the sad clown opera.
Yeah.
And there was a Welsh tenor, Dennis O'Neill, and I was just sitting in the wings listening to him sing Vivi Pagliaccio and like just having this moment my first show in the Opera House as a 22-year-old. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
And Alex, you've been all over the place. You've been in Rocky Horror Show, Boy from Oz, Officer and Gentleman.
Yes.
And Phantom as Raoul. Did that in London?
I did, yeah. Back in 2007 and 8. Yeah, yeah. The West End
production. That is amazing.
It was amazing.
An Aussie on the West End is a feat in itself, but the main role.
Yeah. I just packed my bag and went over and auditioned.
And you got it.
Got the job of my dreams.
Yeah.
And it was part of the 21st anniversary cast, so it was about a month after I opened. They had a huge party, and it was amazing to be a part of that. And we had Ramin Karimloo, who's now gone on to huge things, as our Phantom. So, yeah, it was really special time to be involved in the show. And Claire's played Christine for two and a half years.
And Christine, and also in Love Never Dies.
Yeah, well, I understudied in Love Never Dies, but I luckily got to go on quite a bit. So it was weird because I played sometimes the Christine 10 years older and then had to go back to the 16-year-old Christine for Phantom, the original Phantom.
Right.
But yeah, it's nice to have a fellow Phantom cast member in the cast. So
isn't it an amazing musical?
It is so
cool. I remember
cool.
when I first saw it, I think Rob Guest was our Phantom when I saw it, and he's incredible. Rest in peace, Rob. He's an amazing guy. But you've also done television as well.
A little bit, yeah.
You've just done a few Rush guesties. And Winners and Losers.
Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries
is
the one
television?
That everyone says, "Oh, I saw you on Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries."
Do you like television or do you prefer theatre?
I do. I was saying to someone the other day, actually, that I've done those guest roles so intermittently. There's been big gaps of time in between each one that I get quite nervous before, you know, the shooting, I should say. But if I had a chance to sort of do it on a more regular basis, and I've enjoyed doing film classes and that sort of thing.
So no Home Away for you or Neighbours for you then. It's all
about film. Oh, yeah, that'll be all right.
Never rule it out.
Got, yeah, a couple of mil
bay.
To throw me. A
bit of Amber Street.
For a roll off, etc.
And also released a couple of albums, your own CDs featuring songs from, I guess, the shows you've been in.
Yeah.
And they're online right now for people to buy as well. So tell us about recording the studio, your own CD.
It's one of those things where you're like, right, I have full rein on this. I can pick whatever I want, whatever songs I feel like singing. So it's a creative dream, really. So I did mine in 2013, released just before our Bangkok season of Phantom. And Alex's is very new and very exciting.
Released like a couple of weeks ago.
Just a couple of weeks ago, just after our opening night.
We should play a track from your CD, Alex, which is called Easy to Love, and yours is called Clear.
My album's called Claire Lyon on Stage.
There you go. So get it online. But this is a track from Alex's CD called Easy to Love. It's from Phantom. That's all I ask of you.
And it features Claire Lyon.
There you go. Enjoy.
Say you'll share with me one love, one lifetime. Let me lead you from your solitude. Beside you, anywhere you go, let me go too. Love me, that's all I ask of
you. Say you'll share with me one love, one lifetime. Say the word and I will follow you.
That's all I ask of you.
Something different on the Friday morning show this morning from the Phantom of the Opera, All Ask of You. That is Alex Rathgathbar. I'm going to get that right. You're going to kill me.
Well, next time I come back.
And the lovely Claire Lyon together on that track. Gorgeous version, Alex, on your album,
yeah,
Easy
well,
to Love.
I just, you know, when I knew that Claire had played Christine Daae for such a long time, thank you, and and that we were playing opposite one another in Anything Goes, it just seemed so perfect. And yeah,
Anything Goes, currently playing at the Princess Theatre, and one of three Tony Awards. Some great music. It's a really fun show. It's basically about a American ocean liner sailing from New York to London and the antics on board. Is that in a nutshell what it's about? Pretty
yeah,
much.
It's, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about whatever you want it to be about. Yeah. It's no, it's
amazing so tap numbers and
so
stuff.
Many different plot twists as
there
well.
There are, because there's so many different.
So for those
characters.
Who haven't seen it or has, like me, I've saw it years ago. I can't really remember much of it, but in a nutshell, what's it about?
Well, about our characters, my character Billy falls in love with Hope, Claire's character, and we've had a little bit of a rendezvous in New York City.
Very easy to do because Claire's gorgeous.
Easy to love. So I chase her on board the SS American, which is bound for London. And
but I'm engaged.
Oh dear.
Yeah, to Todd McKenney's character, Lord Evelyn Ooh. Oakley. And so yeah, Alex is just trying to win me over,
and I have a bit of help from Caroline O'Connor and Wayne Scott Kermond and Deborah Kryzak.
Because Caroline plays Reno Sweeney, who is a nightclub singer.
Yes, in the role of a lifetime. She is just phenomenal.
She's out of this world.
And
yeah.
Your mum is played by Carmen Duncan,
yeah.
The actress.
She
as well.
Is just divine. She's elegance and grace and just, I mean, she's funny in the show, but she's in real life. She's like, she will swan into a room and she's just, I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Any interesting things on stage so far? Any sort of like mishaps?
One night.
Was
only about a week or so ago. I come on dressed up in disguise as an old lady in a wheelchair.
Gosh.
And just as I was about to enter and be pushed on by Wayne Scott Kermond, the wheelchair collapsed. And it's this beautiful, old, authentic
wheelchair
from, you know, early last century.
So what do you
so
do?
Authentic.
You can't get up and walk.
I did.
You
I had
did?
The stage manager just said, just walk on. So I walk on carrying the blanket.
Hobbled on.
In like trying to keep up the disguise.
And I turn around expecting you to be in the wheelchair and you're not. And so I'm like trying not to laugh. I'm supposed to be crying at that point, so I'm laughing but trying to disguise it as a cry. And then we have to go on and do the whole song and dance section.
And I could feel, you know, a million eyes staring at us
from
the wings. Just wondering what the hell is going to happen.
Oh, my God. Because obviously doing live theatre, anything can happen, right?
Yeah.
And the show does go on. So you just learn to sort of just run with it. And, you know, people say the wrong lines. You're sort of going, where am I? What am I doing?
But it's good knowing that you're in safe hands with someone like Alex, because you're so experienced and you just know what to do and carry on. Whereas, I don't know, if you had someone that had never happened to them before, they'd maybe freak out, but you were pretty cool and calm about it.
Well, it's like last night, there's a big dance number that Todd does with Caroline, Gypsy and Me, and the scene following that is Wayne and I, and there was a rose left over on stage from Todd's scene.
He's brilliant.
And so I just put it on one of the props and Wayne made use of it in our scene, which is completely unrelated.
Because Todd McKinney and Caroline, some great lead cast in the show, a great production, happening at the Princess Theatre and tours Sunday 19th of July, plays Tuesday to Sunday, matinees on Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. My God, you guys must be exhausted.
Yeah, we've got a lot of matinees. And
So isn't there this two-week, right?
There's four matinees. Two 1 o'clock, one 2 o'clock, and one 3 o'clock, and then
that's
the rest
crazy evening, schedule.
So. Yeah,
but better you guys than me, anyway. And tickets are available right now through Ticketmaster. Alex Sinclair, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Leo.
It's been heaps of fun this morning on the Friday morning show, and have fun in your roles and come back and see us again.
We will. Thanks very much for having us.
What should we play now? Oh no, let's play a bit of a guy I interviewed a few months ago. Actually, I was a bit of a fangirl moment because he's a legend, and Giorgio Moroder. Do you know who Giorgio Moroder is? If I say Donna Summer.
Do you have a cricket song?
Donna Summer.
Or Blondie, or Irene Carr, What a Feeling. The song, What a Feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Berlin, Take My Breath Away. He produced all those songs.
Really?
He's won, like, Grammy Awards, Oscars, his new album was called Deja Vu, and features that great track with Kylie Minogue, Right Here, Right Now.
Amazing.
No. Anyway, this track.
We only just woke up half an hour ago.
It's theatre. Anyway, this is Giorgio Moroder and Sia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is Deja Vu.
Sia.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.